WWE.com today.
Specialist
Plus. Prepare yourself for talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Very important radio transmission lined up for you today. We are live. It is Sunday, the 21st day of June 2009. Coming up in about an hour and a half, a News Radio 590 KLBJ reporter is going to pop in for about 5 minutes, Sarah Hudeberg. I heard her going over the news just before we went live, and she was pointing out the fact that the state of Texas, the Cattlemen's Association, and others are saying, hey, we don't want this Clean Water Restoration Act. This will federalize all water, including rainwater, wells, aquifers. They are going to grab the entire supply, lakes, basically federal police everywhere. This is happening nationwide, and I covered this 2 weeks ago on the air, a week ago, and I get emails saying I'm a liar. But now here it is with state officials and cattlemen and other groups coming out, so she's got some of those clips. That is coming up in an hour and a half. She's going to pop in and visit with us. Former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former head of policy department of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has done some great research on what's really happening in Iran. He's scheduled to be joining us later in this radio show as well. Okay, we have a very important show lined up. Outside of those important issues, I'm going to be breaking down what's really happening with North Korea, what's really happening with Iran, why is this suddenly happening all over the globe, why are police in Peru machine-gunning hundreds of people, why is it happening in Iran, why suddenly is there war in Pakistan, why suddenly is a U.S. ship in a standoff with an Iranian government-flagged vessel that they say has weapons on it, why is North Korea saying they may go ahead and launch nuclear weapons? Why is this all just suddenly happening? We'll be breaking that down later in the show. But first off, in the stack of news in front of me, I have three stories. Some of these I covered this week. One of them is brand new today, exclusive to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And you will hear about this later in mainstream media, but with their spin on it. We can really say you do hear a lot of it here first. We really do the great research, and our listeners send us the best tips. It was listeners found that bill to literally seize all the water supplies under federal control. And remember, the feds themselves are now controlled by offshore private banks. And a separate issue, since Monday, when they finally released the Federal Reserve Reform Bill, it is a total private Federal Reserve takeover of even the federal government. No Bill of Rights, no Constitution, dwarfs the Patriot Act, dwarfs Military Commissions Act, dwarfs even what Hitler and Stalin and Mao put on paper for their illegitimate powers. This is just, we are God, we own and rule everything from a restaurant, a hot dog shack, up to the car dealerships and the car manufacturers and the steel producers, everything, anything dealing with the economy. No judge, no jury, no due process, no nothing. And we started beating the drum Monday, begging listeners to force this out in the mainstream news. It is now mainstream news. Because this wasn't even going to be discussed. There wasn't even going to be a debate about the end of the republic. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's actually all happening right now. As Lenin said, the evil genius that he was, there are times in history when more happens in a week or a month or a year than happened in the previous 100 years. Now, here's the first big top stories today. Remember, we broke the Homeland Security reports, the DHS report that made national news 3 months ago, saying all gun owners are the number one threat to the government, and that Homeland Security is set up to take on gun owners and veterans, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, anyone who wants to control the borders. We broke that. People didn't believe it was real. Ron Paul's office found out it was real, said, yes, it's real, and it made national news, and the media spun it. And we broke the MIAC report out of Missouri, and we literally, I'd say, more than half the big news now that fights the New World Order is coming out of me, coming out of my small office, my ragtag team, and it really freaks me out. Because it's a dangerous position to be in, and I'm not even that good. And I can't believe I'm in this position. But I'll tell you why it is. It's because I read the email from our listeners. It's you scouring the bills, the legislation. It's you and the state police. It's you and the FBI that send me these documents. It's the whistleblowers. It's the preachers that sent me the reports that they were secretly being trained by FEMA to tell their flocks to hand in their guns, to go to FEMA camps and take forced inoculations when the time came. I got made fun of, even though I gave you the secret documents. Now it's mainstream news. And I don't understand why we continue to break literally hundreds and hundreds of the major important stories. And now I'm being attacked by international media. I mean, we're here on the front lines getting battered to hell, ladies and gentlemen. And we know most of you are supporting us, but people need to take serious the time we've got left on air, the time we've got left with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Do not take any of this for granted with the information I'm about to give you. A lot of people have died and been imprisoned and have been lost their jobs to bring you the information you're about to get. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. People ask, how can I still be alive? How can I be on AM and FM stations across the country? Because the globalists don't have total control. They're able to steer society. They're able to twist society. They're able to dominate, but not fully micromanage and control yet. That's now happening. The Iron Curtain is lowering. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you don't believe me intellectually, in your gut you know things are bad. You know we predicted all of this with precision. Now, this broke earlier in the week. People didn't believe us, and then the ACLU came out, found out about it, and started suing a day later, and it's now been on CNN, but CNN acts like, well, I guess it's reasonable. See, they'll take incredible stuff we report and then make it like it's no big deal. Like, oh, yes, it is good to say veterans are the number one terror threat and Homeland Security is for them. And then they have the head of Veterans Affairs come out and say, well, veterans are terrorists. And now they're having the VFWs go back and have to basically register and get ready to turn in even their Civil War cannons. I mean, this is all happening, folks. Listen to this. DOD training manual, not even classified, describes protest as terrorism. All protest is illegal and is an act of terrorism, protesting anything. A toxic waste dump in your neighborhood. Illegal aliens being above the law, not being arrested by local police, but citizens have the book thrown at them. The war, attacks on the Second Amendment. Current Department of Defense anti-terrorism training course material states that the existence of First Amendment rights in the U.S. Constitution constitutes terrorist activity. The ACLU has written the DOD regarding its anti-terrorism and force protection annual rehearser training course, which advises personnel that political protest amounts to low-level terrorism. And it goes on. I'm going to read that later. Now, this isn't the new story. I've been reporting this all week. Now confirmed to be real. God, look, we don't make any of this up. I know we break it, break it, break it, break it, break it. People can't believe we break all this. Because we know what news is, folks. We go through our tips. We go through the stuff that millions of listeners feed us. And people now know we're the place to send the documents. We're the place to send the leads. Most of it declassified. Just publicly training the military that there's no more First Amendment in America. Now, listen to this. I told you about this. This is in the Obama deception released 3 months ago. Done 4 months ago. This is in the Obama deception. I talk about this every week on the show. It is now in the New York Times, so now it's real, so now we can talk about it. This is the New York Times Friday. Our story about it has a link to it. Proposed law allows AG, Attorney General Holder, to block gun sales to over a million Americans. The bill is no fly, no buy. No judge, no jury, 1,100,000 plus. Now it's 1,100,000. million 200,000. It grows by 25,000 every month. And then that's not even the big news. That's not even the big news. When I get back, I'm going to give you the big one. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I get up here on the radio and I tell you that they are training NORTHCOM to confiscate your guns, it's because I knew they'd set up NORTHCOM in the late 1990s. They didn't set up NORTHCOM in 2002. Bill Clinton was giving speeches to NORTHCOM in 1993. It is the military jurisdiction over the United States controlling the American people. And now the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 states their job is to take on the American people and the governors and the states. And now the feds are openly announcing they're federalizing all the water and are going to basically take people's property if they want it. So everywhere in the east and the south that isn't under federal control like they are in the west, we now are going to be, because they're announcing a buffer zone of three times the size of the waterway on either side, where they can come on your property without warrants, do whatever they want. That's coming up next hour. And that's all because we're going under IMF, World Bank receivership publicly. Publicly. In fact, do you have that Napolitano clip ready? That's going to come up in a few minutes. Just, he is now saying what I'm saying. He did this Friday. I've been saying this for months, obviously. In the Obama deception, I explained, after they bankrupt us and steal tens of trillions, they will then set up a new bank of the world that will pay our carbon taxes to and that will then regulate us. How do I know? I'm reading their official documents. Now it's been announced, but it's worse than I thought. Worse than I thought. They're bypassing even the illusion of freedom and you know, signing deals with this private offshore bank in treaties. They're going to have the private Federal Reserve, its regional governorship, its holding company, openly be above all laws and do whatever it wants. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you think they've stolen $14.8 trillion, more than the GDP in 8 months, 7 months? This is worse than I even thought. I am shaking right now. They are definitely going for absolute broke. This is it. This is the total, complete takeover. They're going to stage massive terror attacks. But I'll tell you this, the good news is the people are waking up. I'm in here getting ready to do the Sunday syndicated show. It's really growing, by the way. And I'm listening to Dr. Dean Adel, who I've interviewed before. He's a different cat when he's on your show. And he knows who I am. And a caller calls in and goes, yeah, I heard David Rockefeller wants to reduce world population, and the government dug up a dead whaler to get the old 1918 Spanish flu that killed 40 million people. He said it's conspiracy theory, isn't real. You couldn't hide something like that. That's been in the Journal of Science. London Guardian, ABC News reported 2 weeks ago, world's rich meet in secret meeting to call for population reduction. I mean, in fact, Paul Hartman, right now, just Google rich. The exact headline from The Guardian, that was a really in-depth one, was world's richest meet to discuss population reduction. Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Dean. I happen to have the actual articles with them saying it themselves. Oh, but it's a conspiracy theory. Okay, well, proposed law allows AG Holder to block gun sales to over a million Americans. And I've been giving this bill number out for months and months. In fact, the chief of staff of the White House introduced this last year when he was still in the Congress, Rahm Emanuel. And I've given all those bill numbers on air. And the media is pushing it, saying it's a good thing. This is guilty until proven innocent. You have absolutely no rights, no liberties, no freedom. There's no way to get off the list. This is like wearing a yellow star in Nazi Germany, where you can't have businesses, can't buy, can't sell. And Homeland Security says you're on that list, and the criminal list is over 4 million, under Patriot Act compliance for every car dealership, banks, car rentals, hotels, jobs, everything. When you have bad credit, you're going to be on the no-fly list. Anything. Somebody doesn't like you, you're going to be on it. It's a chilling effect. And the bill is called the No Fly, No Buy. And they add 25,000 people a month to it. 3 or 4 months ago, it was 1,100,000. That means it's over. 1,200,000. Now, that's mainstream news, New York Times, but they're saying it's a good idea. We're going to have a new class of American where no judge, no jury, you're just on a list. And the feds come in and take your farm or ranch and say you can't use it. If rainwater hits it, that's what the bill says. Rainwater. And that's not even me. I'm listening to the local news people covering that on record during the breaks. This is really all happening, ladies and gentlemen. And if that isn't enough for you, here's the newest one. This is the newest report. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are breaking this. Just like we broke the Homeland Security report and the MIAC report saying all veterans, all gun owners are the number one threat. Homeland Security NORTHCOM is designed for you so that the criminal foreign banks can secure their takeover. They're here to babysit you with a baton and a machine gun upside the head and to make sure this heist takes place properly. Of course, the cops don't know that. Virginia State Police say anti-New World Order and gun rights activists are terrorists, and I've read this report. This was federally written. Just like I told you, the state police report in Missouri, the MIAC report, was federally written, and that came out later. It was, because I've read the federal reports. But this says gun rights activists are terrorists and tells the state police, go read it, to go ahead and take in for questioning. You see somebody with a Get Us Out of the UN sticker, take them to jail. That's right, because the UN's the receivership body to take this country over. And cops, when you lose your pension fund and everything you got, just remember you help the New World Order. And you pimp judges and the sellout congressmen we've got and the state senators, all of you. We are being absolutely usurped right now. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is coming up. But again, DOD training manual describes all protests as terrorism. The actual training manual is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And mainstream news is reporting it like it's normal, going, oh, yes, protesting is now terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, this government is completely rogue. Let's go ahead and start playing Napolitano. Because, well, we'll play it when we come back. Because I want you to understand something. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on the show, I got on the air. And this isn't about me getting credit. It's about you getting credit. And it's about showing people there's a chance to fight these monsters off. Listen to me very, very carefully. I went on air and I said, you got to break this story nationally that they're secretly hired 20-plus thousand preachers to tell their flocks to turn their guns in to go to FEMA camps and render unto Caesar. Secretly. They're not supposed to tell the practitioners, or the parishioners. You're not supposed to tell them. They're on secret government payroll. This is the Reuters is reporting the CIA is recruiting your local bankers to spy on you. That's completely illegal. They're running CIA ads on radio and TV everywhere. This is a total takeover of America. The Pentagon, the CIA, all work for offshore banks. It's a big joke. We're being hijacked. This is a corporate takeover. But this is what's positive. I got on the air and ranted and raved and beat my brains out, and now finally a few mainstream outlets are reporting that it is a total Federal Reserve dictatorship, and now we've got a chance to beat it. Because you spread the word and you took the articles that Paul Watson and Steve Watson wrote, like Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. Steve wrote this other article, financial dictatorship spreads to Europe. The very same system, it's the same shareholders, same system being set up there. They're now, you know, Napolitano's told me he listens to the show and so does his producer. And I'm honored that he basically word for word took what I said, did the research himself as a former federal judge, and did a report on Fox News. But that's coming up when we get back. But there's a wrinkle to it that will break down as well. But we've got to beat them. If we tell the public foreign banks are hijacking, we've got a chance to beat them. Stay with us.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Next hour, we'll have open phones. We've got Sarah Hudeberg, News Radio 590 KLBJ reporter, coming in with some of the clips of state officials and the head of the Cattlemen's Association here in Texas, but it's all over the country, talking about the feds to control all rainwater, all puddles, all ponds, come on your property, no warrants, regulations control. That all ties in to just the total federal takeover. But first, before we go to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, introduce him, I wanted to have him hear this. Now, again, we started covering this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then Ron Paul came in and said, yes, the bill does set up a financial dictatorship for the private Federal Reserve. Now Napolitano, I think in 2 minutes, really sums it up for people out there that aren't aware of this, because there's hardly any news coverage of the so-called Federal Reserve reform. I mean, there's lots of coverage of it. People are talking about it, but they're saying we have to have it or we're all dead. Give the bankers that caused the crisis more power. And then meanwhile, when you actually look at the bill, well, I think Napolitano breaks it down. So here it is.
I'm Judge Andrew Napolitano, and the verdict is coming on President Barack Obama's historic plan to overhaul and regulate our financial institutions. Here's the question. What is left out of this proposal is, and what we deserve to know is, who will regulate the Federal Reserve? What will become of clauses in the Constitution that prohibit the very type of regulation the president wants? And what is now the meaning of the word free in free market? Here are the facts.
All right. Well,
the bias of the drafters of this proposal is that the government knows best. The Constitution should not be an obstacle to the egalitarian goals of the government, And no private behavior is beyond the government's reach of its huge hand. The essence of the proposal is to give the Federal Reserve the authority to regulate any aspect of any firms that, in its discretion, its sole discretion, could adversely affect the economy if they fail. The Fed would thus be the only unregulated private entity on the planet. This private, super-secret bank, half of whose board is appointed by the president, is the most secret aspect in all of the government. Think about it. The job of the CIA is to steal and to keep secrets. But we know more about the CIA than we do the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a private, completely unregulated bank into which the Obama administration proposes to repose all regulatory authority, from the compensation of executives to the investments companies make to the location of their franchises. Are you ready for this? To the amount of fat in McDonald's cheeseburgers, without appeal and without stating reasons for the regulations. All grouped investments, even if the investors own the group, like hedge funds, like you and your neighbors getting together to buy a house, will be subject to the Fed's new rules. All state-chartered banks will now be subject to the Fed. All businesses, whether financial in nature or not, that are owned by any financial institutions, shall be subject to the Fed. Even mom-and-pop shops and stores, if, in the Fed's opinion, could fail and thus produce systemic harm to the economy, shall be subject to the rule of the Fed.
All right, and it goes on from there. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I would add, I go on this show with Napolitano a few times, and he comes on mine. It's an Internet show. People keep thinking I'm on Fox. No, they're not putting me on Fox. They know everybody already knows on the Internet. So they'll have this on the Internet program that people think watching it is on Fox TV. It's not. Why isn't this on Fox television when Napolitano's on there? See, that's why we're pushing to make sure people at least know what's happening. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is a best-selling author. His latest book and its newest edition is The Tyranny of Good Intentions, getting into the whole police state control grid and the courts. And he, of course, is a former Wall Street Journal editor, the head of policy, number two, the father of Reaganomics under Ronald Reagan. And so he can speak briefly to what's happening with the economy. Then I want to get into why he's really here, Iran. He's written some of the most in-depth, insightful articles we've seen about what's really happening there. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, you just heard Napolitano. I'm sure you're aware of this overhaul. What's your take on that?
Well, the Federal Reserve has been such a total failure with less powers. Why would they want to give it more? You know, it was supposed to be the lender of last resort and prevent a contraction of the banking system. It failed. We had the Great Depression. It's supposed to have a stable, maintain a stable currency. It's failed. We've had amazing inflation in the post-World War II period. And it had completely failed in its regulatory obligations. So why give it more regulatory power, especially the kinds of powers that we just heard the judge describe, which have nothing to do with the original Fed charter? So I simply have to assume that something's afoot again. They're pulling another fast one on us, and they have some other agenda.
Well, I agree with you. And imagine if the FBI or the courts or the Congress or the president said, and I've read the bill, it's actually worse than Napolitano said. It said anything that affects a financial structure we can take over, it's even worse. It's everything. And then we've got this water bill that's about to pass the Senate, S-787. This thing allows the feds to own, quote, all water supplies, including wells, rainwater, ponds, aquifers. I mean, my God, this is getting – I can't even believe this, Dr. Roberts.
Yeah, well, it is an amazing grab of power, and why they're doing that is not clear either. I do know some years back when they were persecuting people for building on lots for which they had state permits, and the feds would come in and say, no, there's a wetland, and they were using this a bill that had determined the navigable waters of the United States. Well, of course, puddles aren't navigable waters. Neither are little streams. Neither are ranchers and farmers clearing out their drainage ditches. But they use that to regulate all of this. And finally, the point was made this was a huge overreach. And the Clinton administration said, well, we won't punish the government for abusing its power. We'll just amend the law to reflect what they're doing. And so it could be that that was the origin of this notion to give the federal government a claim over mud puddles and rainwater so that they would to just sort of make legal what they were already doing under the navigable water interpretation. But why they would want all this power or what they would do with it, I mean, we're starting to get into the realm of police state science fiction.
Absolutely. Well, when Mr. Police State Science Fiction Alex Jones is starting to think I'm in the Twilight Zone, we must be in trouble because, I mean, I can't believe how fast this is moving. Shifting gears into the main reason we have you here, again, you're a real conservative, who Ronald Reagan credited as being the father of Reaganomics, biggest boom we've had in, you know, really the last 50, 60 years, versus the fake conservatism of George Bush. You criticized him. Then Obama came in, and you were hopeful, but you've since, for those that haven't read your writing, said it looks like he may be even worse if that's possible. And then everything Obama says, he says no lobbyist, all he hires is lobbyists. He says, I'm going to end the wars, he expands the wars. He says, I'm going to end the indefinite detention and torture, he expands it. And so when I saw him say he wants to be friends with Iran, I said, look out, covert operations, Bush's White House, I'm just filling folks in, admits they had covert operations going on to destabilize Iran. Obama has admitted that. Clearly, they're in there trying to foment things. I don't know who won the election either way, but certainly I agree with that. The articles you've been writing for your syndicated column, that regardless, our media is using this as a way to get the American people behind attacking Iran. So can you break down the facts? And plus, what you predicted days ago has now come out when we come back.
Yes.
That we got a break, Doctor.
Okay.
But what you said has now come true. BBC has had to retract and admit they were putting up fake photos showing Ahmadinejad supporters and saying they were supporters of the other guy. That's now been confirmed, and I saw you say that first. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. newrevonline.com. Improve your life today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I'm looking at the London Guardian headline right now. British woman arrested, imprisoned for asking cop for badge number. Shows them choking her and beating her. And the police are saying that's the new policy. You ask us a question, we beat you. We'll talk to Dr. Roberts about that. His new book covers it. The issue here is we've seen this in society over and over again. The reason I bring it up as we get into Iran is I don't support the mullahs. I know governments tend to get corrupt and evil and bad. The point is that our government has overthrown them in 53 for people that don't know, and Dr. Roberts can speak to that. The issue is they're in there fomenting this revolution. This guy's got connections to the CIA and MI6. We've clearly got color revolutions in there for people that don't know. And if the globalists, the people running our country, are able to bring down Iran, that's going to embolden them to attack more nations. So that's my point here. And Dr. Roberts, I saw him 3-4 days ago write editorials, and he'd show photos pointing out why are these Iranians wearing green for the opposition candidate, holding up signs that are in English. They look westernized, and he went back through some of the history. It's now come out. They are staging rallies. They are staging photos. They got caught. The BBC, as I just said, had to retract. They were showing photos of people that were really supporters of Ahmadinejad and then cropping the photos to deceive people. So there's all sorts of chicanery. In fact, I'm not defending the security forces there, but if you watch those videos on YouTube carefully, there are people firing at the police, attacking their positions, burning cars, and the police are firing back. So all I'm saying is there's deception going on, and I've seen Fox News saying and CNN, oh, we ought to help the Iranians. We ought to give them support. We ought to try to overthrow them. That's deception, folks. The White House admits, and the last White House admits, they're in there manipulating this. They are in there pushing this. So why don't they just be honest? Dr. Roberts.
Well, let me just give some facts. This is not anything to do with my opinion. We've known since May of 2007 from ABC News, from the London Telegraph, from Seymour Hersh and the New Yorker that that President Bush had signed an authorization for a black ops group to destabilize the Iranian government and to topple it. So they've had that for 2 years, and they've had an open-ended budget. We also know there are press reports that we have been funding not merely politically distant groups, but also terrorist groups, MEK, M-E-K, for example, groups on the that are or were before we began supporting them on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations. And we know recently there have been bombings and assassinations in Iran carried out by these terrorist groups that we fund. So we know that there is this operation going. It's been going for 2 years. We also know, for example, that the National Endowment for Democracy funds dissident groups in countries that we want to control, you know, where we want to orchestrate a revolution, a color revolution. And recently, the arch neoconservative Kenneth Timmerman, who has an organization called Foundation for Democracy. It's funded by the National Endowment for Democracy, and the purpose of Timmerman's organization is to promote democracy in Iran. Now, here's what he wrote prior to the election. He wrote, this is before anybody has voted in Iran, there's talk of a green revolution in Tehran. Well, now, how would he know that? Unless it was an orchestrated plan. Why would there be a green revolution prepared prior to the vote, especially if Mousavi and his supporters were as confident of victory as they claim? In other words, this was all set up in advance. And Timmerman goes on to say that the National Endowment for Democracy, these are direct quotes, has spent millions of dollars promoting color revolutions. Some of that money appears to have made it into the hands of pro-Mousavi groups who have ties to non-governmental organizations outside Iran that the National Endowment for Democracy funds. So there we have it. It's no doubt that we're funding these people, including terrorists.
Absolutely, Doctor. And that's why your articles that we have links to up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and up on Counterpunch.org and others are so important. But I'd like you to go back before you continue, and we've got one more segment with you after the news, and we appreciate the time. And it's this. On record, Cy Hirsch actually in 2004 wrote that U.S. forces were in there staging terror attacks, special forces were on the ground, that they had four groups, one Kurdish, three connected to Saudi Arabia, the Sunnis, including the number three in Al-Qaeda. This is mainstream news, blowing up mosques, bombing police stations. The Iranians have been suing the U.S. at the U.N., saying that our government's staging this. And then the White House, as you mentioned, in 2007 puts out a press release bragging they're doing it. And then I'm watching people last night on Fox News. I'm going to play a clip of next segment. Lieutenant Colonel Bill Cohen bragging about how they need to torture people and invade Iran. Then he goes on Fox to run Black Ops and the American people and says, I'm angry at Obama. He's not supporting the overthrow and these great freedom fighters, knowing the whole thing's run by Bush and now still Obama. Cynical Black Ops behaving as if this whole thing is right. Staged. While Al-Qaeda is attacking Iran when we're losing all our freedoms because of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Well, you've got it figured out, and I think there's so many dead giveaways. For example, Mousavi declared his victory several hours before the polls closed.
Ah, yes, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Now, see, this is classic CIA destabilization because it discredits a contrary outcome, and it forces an early declaration of the vote because the longer the time interval between the preemptive declaration of victory and the release of the vote tally, the longer Mousavi and the CIA have to create the impression that the authorities are using the time to fix the vote. And it's just amazing to me people don't see through this trick.
Well, that's really a key point. And when I saw your article yesterday, I went and looked that up, and it's even in Iranian press TV and BBC, you're right. hours and hours before it was even completed, he was already declaring victory and saying he'd won by this giant margin. Yeah. How could he know to put out the false idea that then when he lost, it was a cheat?
Yeah, that's the way you work it. And there's some other telltale things, for example.
Well, it's based on a color. That's what George Soros always does. It's mindless.
Alex, let me get
go ahead.
Point made. According to the Iranian experts that we have, there's no real difference between Mousavi and Ahmadinejad. And the notion this guy is a moderate is absurd because, look, first of all, there's no history of large-scale election fraud in the Iranian presidential races. If the mullahs don't like a candidate, they just kick him off the ballot. So if they were worried about Mousavi winning and didn't want him to win, they just wouldn't have put him on the ballot. Who gets on the ballot is up to the that council, that small council of mullahs, to choose. And so obviously they didn't have any objections to him. And when Khatami, a liberal reformer, ran for president, the entire conservative establishment absolutely hated him. But they did nothing about it. He won both of his races. And if they don't cheat against a liberal outsider like Khatami, how in the world would they cheat against a pillar of the establishment like Mousavi? So the whole thing is, I think, that Mousavi got disgruntled. The CIA knows how to manipulate disgruntled people. And they're using him to discredit the Iranian government. I don't think they'll be able to topple it because it seems to be mainly Westernized youth in Tehran making these protests. But whether they topple or not, they've won because they will have discredited the Iranian government. The Ayatollahs thought this election would increase the foreign legitimacy of the regime. Instead, it's decreased it. So now Obama has a reason to say, well, we were going to do diplomacy, but it's failed. Look, they're crooks. They steal elections. And there's nothing left but sanctions and the military option. And John Bolton told, according to the London Telegraph, who printed this,
hold on, got a break. We'll come back after the news. I got to interrupt you, and we'll get to this. Incredible info from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts laying out every piece of information. This is completely staged, folks.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.